The Voodoo Banjo. And, yes, ended it up with Big Cat Killer. So we're in the home stretch here this morning, folks. I appreciate the phone calls today. Always good to hear from you, knowing you're out there listening. This is the first Friday of the month, and this is a month that has five Fridays. So I will be back for the fifth Friday of the month. I think it's the 27th or something to that effect. Anyway, it is the fifth Friday and one of those months, so I get to come and enjoy myself and play music for you right here at KGNU. This is Dave McIntyre. We got some more stuff for you. Don't worry, don't go anywhere. Here's one from Big Maybell.
Jumped up this morning and sat on the side of the bed. He said, "I'm leaving you, baby." And this is just what I said. I said, "I can't make you stay if you want to go, but it's high time, baby, that you should know. In the morning, I got me a man at four. Some women cry when a man leave them dry long slow, but I found out something long time ago. One monkey don't stop the show. One monkey don't stop the show. So when he get too big for his pants, get a spring brand new one and give him a chance. Chicken hearted and crying when he'd walk out the door, 'cause I was just young and simple. Ha! Ain't like that no more. 'Cause I had a hard way to go before I learned to school. But I'm here to tell you, and I should know.
Discovered penicillin, how do you do?
Accidentally.
And how did Kellogg make that very first cornflake? He made it
accidentally. Abba Hoffman found LSD, like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me, we found ourselves the family. None of this was planned, but that's alright. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
I have often heard it said, an Egyptian invented bread. How?
Accidentally.
And everybody know the first ice cream soda was made
accidentally. Abba Hoffman found LSD, like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me, we found ourselves the family. None of this was planned, but that's all right. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
Thank you.
jelly, not silly putty. That was James Wright. They were both made accidentally.
And the slinky and cellophane and radioactivity to name but a few. They were accidental too.
Abba Hoffman found LSD like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me and we found ourselves in a family. None of this was planned, but that's all right. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
Mountain maiden, leaving no tracks in the snow. There's only false hopes and false hearts awaiting down your wayward road. Why do you leave the redbirds and me singing our lonesome song? Where is my blue mountain girl? Woo! How often she'd speak of how it would be when we moved to that warmer clime. I would sit on the porch in my old baggy shorts, the sun shining all the time. But up here the frost has come too soon, leaving me and the mountain so blue. Where in the world is my
flour, the lard and the meat, take the pennies away from me and my pal. You may sales tax everything that we have to eat, but don't you put a tax upon the gals. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents in cash, that's the way my money goes to spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women. put the taxes on the good-looking girls, although I know the pennies have to go. Well, I wouldn't have it done for 100 or more. The boys wouldn't stand a bit of show. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat and put the sales tax on the women. I love little girls with the lovely little curls. If that is wrong, I hope I will repent. I would sure be sore, and I couldn't love no more if I had to pay the taxes as I went. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. Take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put the sales tax on the women. That's the way it goes. Uncle Sam knows he'd just torture me and my pals. We would die with the blues without any shoes if you put the sales tax upon the gals. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women. Any harm when I step out at night. Happy times with the ladies I've spent. Sales tax on the kisses just wouldn't be right. In my pockets I would never have a cent. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. Take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women.
Did you hear the news? KJNU's annual Bluegrass Benefit, the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam, will return to Gold Hill on Sunday, July 18th. The lineup includes three Colorado bluegrass bands with special guest performances in between sets, including Sugar Moon Band, High Lonesome, and the Sam Armstrong Zuccafoos Band. The event includes food from Tostado's Food Truck, including vegan and vegetarian offerings, and cold frescas. Adult beverages will be for sale as well. Tickets are $35 for KJNU members, $40 for non-members when purchased in advance, and $5 more on the day of the show. Get your tickets now at kgnu.org.
Hey, boys! Did you hear that noise? Did you hear that thunder sound? Say, boys! Do you know that noise?
Well, Mr. Blues is coming to town. Catch your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. Catch your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. You've got to stop that jive that you've been putting down. I might come by plane, might come by train, might grab a boat and sail. So don't be surprised if you open your eyes and find me in your morning's mail. Catch your business train, Mr. Blues is coming to town. Telephone. the blues and his baby can have the house all alone. Well, Mr. Blues is coming. Yes, I'm coming to town. Mr. Blues is coming. Yes, I'm coming to town. Get your business straight. Stop your fooling around. Well, Mr. Blues is coming. Baby, I'm on my way. You know you got to see me one of these old rainy days.
Wynonie Harris himself, yes indeed. And Mr. Blues is coming to town. Before that, we heard from the New Lost City Ramblers and Sales Tax on the Women. Thanks, Patrick, for that one. Blue Mountain Girl, the Three Twins in there as well. And Big Maybell, One Monkey Don't Stop the Show. Homemade Haircut, CD, Turk Stop Honeymoon Doing Accidentally. Well, it's time for us to get on out of here. We appreciate your phone calls today. Glad to hear you're out there listening and enjoying the music we're playing. So we appreciate it. We'll be back, as we said, the fifth Friday of the month. And 12:01, we'll go to the BBC News. And then at 12:06, we'll go to Denver and Aaron Stereo from the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Let's end it all with a little bit from Pokey LaFarge.
Before, but you ain't heard of what walking out the door. Yes, and it's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. I turn the tables, now you're the one on the bum. Get caught wild. Oh, I never bite the hook in line. All them women try to catch me, but I keep swimming on by. See that I'm short and thin, so I can squeeze out any position of me. No Dutch woman tries to put me in.
And here's the BBC News.
UN Security Council is due shortly to hold its first public meeting on the crisis in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where 8 months of conflict have displaced nearly 2 million people and left hundreds of thousands at risk of starvation. Our Africa regional editor, Will Ross, reports.
To some, it's shocking that the UN Security Council has until now failed to hold a single public meeting on the crisis in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Famine is looming as a result of the war, which has seen widespread human rights atrocities. Some member states, including the US, want to ramp up the political pressure on all sides to agree a ceasefire so that food aid can reach the millions who need it. Ethiopia's foreign minister has denied that its allied forces have been blocking aid.
Brazil's prosecutor's office has asked for authorization to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro for failing to act on allegations of corruption in the purchase of millions of coronavirus vaccines. The request will need to be approved by Supreme Court Judge Rosa Weber, who's likely to consent. Leonardo Rocha reports.
This scandal emerged as part of investigations carried out by a special committee in the Brazilian Senate into the government's response to the pandemic. A whistleblower in the health ministry reported that senior officials had agreed to take $400 million in bribes. That's $1 for each one of the 400 million doses of an Indian-made vaccine, Covaxin, that the government had promised to buy. The government official alleges that he informed Mr. Bolsonaro of the irregularities in March. The contract was only suspended when the allegations became public last month. Mr. Bolsonaro denies any wrongdoing.
The United States labor market continued to rebound in June, adding more than 800,000 jobs, many of them in the leisure and hospitality sectors, hard hit by the pandemic. The rise follows a strong performance in May, when more than 500,000 new jobs were created. Our New York business reporter, Samira Hussein, has more details.
Last month, the U.S. economy added more jobs than economists were expecting. It is the latest positive sign for the recovering American economy. Consumer confidence is up, financial markets have hit record highs, and the economy overall is projected to grow at a rate of 7% this year. But the labor participation rate remains weak, a sign there are still many more jobs available than there are workers to fill them.
Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank have left an outpost which had become the scene of clashes with local Palestinians, who also claim the land. The departing settlers had struck a deal with the Israeli government, under which their homes will not be demolished, and the army will take over the site, which is called Eviatar. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. President Biden says the withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan is on track, but won't be completed in the next few days. He was speaking hours after the US left its main military base in the country, Bagram, a vast complex north of the capital, Kabul. It served as the hub of US-led operations for almost two decades. A Taliban spokesman described the handover of Bagram as a positive step. President Lukashenko of Belarus says his security services have exposed terrorist sleeper cells financed from abroad. He's ordered the full closure of the border with Ukraine. Here's Sasha Schlichter.
Seeing the hand of the West has been Mr. Lukashenko's standard response to the wave of protests that gripped Belarus after last year's discredited election. This time, it's terrorist sleeper cells financed by Germany and America and by neighbours Poland, Lithuania and Ukraine. Their goal, he claims, is forcible regime change on what he called Day X. He declared that a large-scale anti-terror operation was now complete. Mr. Lukashenko also ordered his guards to seal off the border with Ukraine to stop what he called a massive inflow of weapons.
Hundreds of aid workers formed a human chain in northwest Syria as they urged the international community to keep open the only border crossing into the rebel-held region. The UN mandate allowing humanitarian supplies to come from Turkey via the Bab al-Hawa crossing point expires within days. Aid agencies fear Russia will prevent it being renewed. Moscow argues that the region is a stronghold of terrorists and jihadists. Elsa, the first hurricane of the Atlantic season, has swept through islands of the Eastern Caribbean. The storm ripped away roofs and tore down trees and power lines in Barbados and St. Lucia. On St. Vincent, damage was reported to houses already hit by recent volcanic eruptions.
Hello and welcome to the news.
Here's the afternoon sound alternative.